Good morning and happy Father's Day to all the fathers, grandfathers. I may stand alone there, but grandfather, and all the men and young men. As you look up to the men in this congregation, you're becoming men. And I am just thankful, feel honored and privileged to encourage fathers today as we rally together. Father's Day is a time to honor, appreciate, and reflect on the gift of fathers. So the sermon this morning may be a little different. I want to have a balanced sermon where we lift the fathers way up this morning. It may feel different for you. Sometimes we're a little hard on the men. We just like to come down a little harder on the men than we do the women. But I am blessed and privileged and thankful for all the men here at Shenandoah. And I think it does add strength to our church and community. And I'm just thankful for that, and I want to encourage all the men here this morning. I'm also thankful for young men and children. God has blessed our church with children and young families, and there's a future. And I'm thankful for that. There's a bright and a promising future here. As I look at all the children and all the young men sitting, some of you are sitting beside your dad. And I just want you to just look up to your dad and just appreciate him today. Honor him. And I think it was good for me to prepare this sermon because it was just a few months ago that my father passed away. And it was an emotional time. It was a hard time, but it was a time we all come to. And yes, as all of us children stood around the coffin of my father, it's at that time that you really, one last time, hold his hand, and one last time you say goodbye, and you remember the gift of fathers. And so I'm just so thankful this morning for the fathers, and I want to encourage you. I want to speak on a theme that is important to our homes, churches, and communities, and it's the title is A Father's Faithfulness, or A Faithful Father. A Father's Faithfulness. And I want to use one verse in Psalm 103:13. You can turn there, and it's a beautiful picture we have of fathers and our Heavenly Father. And I want to use this for our text, one verse this morning. It says in Psalm 103:13, like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. Like. And so here's a picture, and I love this picture here of all of you men, and I can speak with confidence that you're men and fathers that have this kind of pity or compassion. Some translations use the word compassion, pity. Maybe doesn't bring about the full picture, but compassion and love. Well, so in the same way, children, that you see your daddy pitying and have compassion on you and caring about you, in the same way, our Heavenly Father, the Lord, pities and has compassion on those that fear Him. And so we have a Heavenly Father that is there and caring about our lives. Having our family home for the last, some of our children were home for Friday night and Saturday we got together and spent time together, and I was just touched at how often children cry And I forget, and Connie and I forget how often our children cry and have tears and struggles and hurts, and it's often. And I see that at church here where children cry, and a wonderful picture there of a daddy that's there when their children cries. The daddy is present and he cares. And that is so priceless, so precious, if you have a dad that is there when you're crying. Having compassion and love and pity on your children. That's a father who's present, a father who cares, a father who's carrying out his responsibility. It is a faithful father. It's one who is carrying out his calling. And our Heavenly Father, we look at that picture there, and it's such a beautiful picture of children. Not that we love to see children cry, but we all have, all through our lives, we have tears and we have moments of joy and then tears where we cry. And our Father is having compassion. He really cares about every tear that we shed, every struggle we have. So this verse is a powerful parallel. The compassion, care, and faithfulness of an earthly father reflects the very heart of our Heavenly Father. And I want you to be touched by that, men, this morning. We have a privilege to show and reflect our Father's heart. And I see it happening, and I want to encourage you to continue doing that. You may feel many times Mother's Day, yes, I think sometimes mothers feel, I can't really live up to that. And fathers, you may feel this morning, I'm not living up to this in my full potential. And all of us, we're not. We're not perfect, but we're present and we're there as fathers. And I want to just bless and encourage you continue being a faithful earthly father, and you're reflecting the very heart of your Heavenly Father. What a privilege that is for us to do that and to live out that calling. So the first point I have is faithful hands. I enjoy the song. I listened to it over and over again last night in preparation for this, preparing my heart for this. Daddy's hands, and it's a theme of a father's love expressed through his hands. And hopefully, children, this morning you can feel safe holding Daddy's hand and never take for granted the love in Daddy's hands. Daddy's hands are sometimes rough, and if you're working hard, your Daddy's hands might have bruises and wounds. Mine kind of are healing now because I was working outside and had bleeding hands. But there's love in Daddy's hands. And children, as you sit beside your daddy this morning, all of us this morning, if your father's not here, you think back of your daddy's hand and all that he did for you. The ways that daddy's hand was there. First of all, daddy's hands were working hands. And if you're here this morning and your daddy is working and bringing home a paycheck and he's doing well at work, you just take some time today to thank the Lord for daddy who goes to work. And that's such a blessing. Daddy's hands are working hands, sometimes rough and calloused and hard and bleeding, depending on your job. You may be working in an office, and daddy's hands maybe are not quite described as that way, but I want to take time to recognize those that work in an office. We will have Sunday school this morning, and many times we forget how many men work very hard to produce Sunday school quarterlies that we have here. We take that for granted many times. maybe those hands that are writing and studying and writers, office people, or sometimes they're not recognized as working very hard, but that's very hard work. I go down to Christian Light once a year on the advisory board, and I stand amazed, and I'm always appreciative of those that are studious and those that are called to writing and those kinds of work. And I think sometimes we have in the past only seen hard work as those who are mechanics and carpenters and farmers and whatever. But there's many who are working hard in writing and in many other works as well. Teaching is one that is overlooked many times, the hard work of teaching. Working till your hands, not your hands bleeding, but whatever your vocation is, if you're faithful on your job, I just want to just stand back and just encourage you in that. Daddy's hands are working, as it says in the song, sacrificing unselfishly to keep us all fed. So maybe this afternoon when your mother prepares the meal, just remember Daddy kind of brought home the money, possibly. And just take a moment to thank your father for that. Working hard to keep the family fed. Sometimes daddies get busy at work, and they're too busy sometimes, and they don't get your bike fixed, and they don't get all the work done. And there's duty calls here and duty calls there, and there does come times when daddy is busy, and your bike doesn't get fixed right away, and some of those things do not get done, but just remember that at least your daddy is working hard. So daddy's hands are working hands. The second one is daddy's hands are disciplining hands. It says that daddy's hands were hard as steel when I done wrong. I don't know if you ever felt like your daddy's hands were hard as steel, and they were soft and kind when you were crying, but hard as steel when you did wrong. And remember that as much as that hurts and as much as that is hard as steel, we don't like that, but the older you get, the more you understand and appreciate that we all need discipline. And it says in Hebrews 12:5 that, have you forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as children, my son? Despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. So the Lord, our Heavenly Father, it says if you're without this chastisement, sometimes it feels like God's hand is hard as steel as well. He chastens every son whom he receives. And if we're without this discipline or chastening, we're not a son and we're a bastard. And so children, this morning, if you have a father who is disciplining you and correcting you when you do wrong, it is shaping you and helping you to become the man that you need to be and the children that you need to be. So discipline. Daddy's hands were hard as steel. And I know that this needs to be balanced. This does not mean that we as fathers and men can become angry. If the Bible does speak about anger, and we need to guard our hearts and our hands, and discipline cannot be carried out in anger. And that's something that we always must work at. Hard as steel simply means firm and able to hold to a line and correct when there's wrong behavior. And when correction is given in that way, you will always know what you did wrong, and you will know what you're expected to do right, and you will be corrected. wrong behavior, so Daddy's hand is hard as steel in the right way. Daddy's hands were and are loving hands, also soft and kind. When I was crying, when we are crying, it says in 1 Corinthians 16:4, let all that you do be done in love. So Daddy's hands are also very soft and gentle as well. Daddy's hands are there to hug us when we're crying. Daddy's hands are there to clap when we succeed. Hopefully you can hear Daddy's hands clapping and encouraging you on, even when your son is just a little ahead of you in a race or whatever it is. You can clap and reward them for their success. Clapping, or at basketball games, or whatever it is very important that Daddy's hands are there to encourage children in what they do right. Discipline us when we're wrong, clapping and hugging us and praying for us as well. Daddy's hands are also praying hands. So Daddy's hands are a reflection of your heart. The next point is faithful ears. James 1:19, it says we're to be, wherefore my beloved brethren, let us every man be, it says men, it might be our struggle there, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. So slow to speak, slow to wrath, but quick to hear. Possibly that's why God gave us two ears, so we can just be quick to hear and slow to speak. One mouth, two ears. So we often don't think of ears when we think of fatherhood, but I want to take a little bit of time and just talk about our ears and how important it is to have faithful ears. We talk about strong arms or wise words, firm discipline, but a father's ears might be one of the father's most powerful tools as you think about the importance of listening. Fathers, men, we are here to, we are called to listen, not just to words, but to silence, to the size, the tone, the hidden struggles of all of our children. So sometimes a son or a daughter says, I'm fine, but then their shoulders sag and you know everything isn't okay. And you know that they're struggling with something. And so your ears, fathers and men, our ears are to be open. And as men, we like to fix things. We like to solve problems. We like to fix things. We don't like, and sometimes it seems like we're not getting anything accomplished by just listening, but sometimes our children and our wives want us to listen. They don't want us to fix the problem. They just want us to listen, and it's something I need to work on, and we all need to work on, but be quick to hear and listen well is the point I want to emphasize this morning. We do need to speak. We do need to give answers to problems. We need to be involved in our children's lives. We need to be active and be there and present. But many times, listening is something that touches the heart of our children and touches the heart of our wives and touches the hearts of those that are struggling just to listen. When a father listens well, he shows his child that he is important. Your children are worth your time. Their voice counts and they are important to you. So listening can really speak volumes to your children's lives and others around you. This can apply as well to at work, leadership skills, learn to listen well, and yes, be slow to speak and quick to hear. A father's ears, men, your ears reflect God's heart. And there's a beautiful psalm in Psalm 34:15. It says, "The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry." The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous. Here we're getting another picture of God, our Heavenly Father. His eyes are over the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. So God is listening to your cry. There's a psalm that says, "This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and delivered him out of his struggles." And so the Lord is open and listening to our cry as well. So a father's listening ear is a mirror of God's grace, and it does reflect as well God's heart. Is God listens to us with that kind of care, and we should as well listen, be good at listening. This can be, as I talked about, children often cry, and sometimes children have fears, and it is important that you listen to their fears, whether it be in the middle of the night. They can be struggling with things that you don't understand. You know, I remember some of the fears that children have. They think maybe a bear's in their room or something like that. And you say, "No, go back to sleep. There's no bears even close by here." But children just have some of these fears. There might be a bear around, and I don't know where the bears come up. But it is so important that you listen to all those fears and also be available every hour of the day and every hour of the night. It's important that your children know that you are there for them and you're willing to listen, even if it's in the middle of the night. So use your ears to hear more than just words, but listen to their heart as well, the children, the heart of your children. And as you listen well, you're reflecting the heart of your Heavenly Father. So to each father and all the men here this morning, your role is important. Your faithfulness day in and day out becomes a testimony that points people to the faithfulness of God. And this is a great privilege. As the psalm says, the text that I chose from Psalm 103, "As a father pities his children, so our Heavenly Father pities those who fear him." So your role, as you are faithful day in and day out, your faithfulness becomes a testimony that points people to the faithfulness of God. We are, in our children's minds, a picture of their Heavenly Father, and it is important that we are diligent to be faithful men. To all the children here, never take for granted the love in your daddy's hands. As the song says, there was always love in daddy's hand. Even though his hand was hard as steel, that's still love in daddy's hand. Daddy's hand was soft and kind. When you're crying, just thank the Lord for that soft hand and the hard hand. The working hand, when you receive a toy or a gift, or whatever it is, just remember that your daddy is working very hard and that there's love in daddy's hand when he goes to work. There's love in daddy's hand. So if you're sitting beside your dad today, children, just reach out and take your daddy's hand and squeeze it a little bit. If you feel comfortable doing that, your daddy will like that. Just touch your daddy's hand, and by that, communicate to your daddy that he is very important. So today, just take some time to honor your father. Those who didn't have a faithful father, maybe you're here this morning and you didn't have a faithful father, know this and be assured of this, that your Heavenly Father is always faithful. He's always present. He's always loving. He fills the gap and heals the wounds and welcomes you with open arms. And God can heal. If you're here and you may have memories and you may have a father that wasn't faithful, and you may know the older you get, you discover that your father is not perfect. And none of us will be perfect, and we do make failures. We are not perfect fathers, but thank the Lord for all the good that you see in your father. And know for sure that your Heavenly Father is there for you. He's always faithful. To all the young men, look up to faithful men who are examples. Look up, there's faithful men here, and look up to men who are faithful and who you want to follow. Paul said in 1 Corinthians, follow me as I follow Christ. So we don't want to follow men, but we want to follow godly men and learn from them so that we can be like Christ. And I think that is something that all of us can do. Look up to faithful men. And I have men in my life that I just admire their godliness, their example. So young men, you are the men of tomorrow. You are the men who will be called to follow and take up the task of leadership as you get older. So I want to encourage all the young men here this morning. So I have decided, and I've asked Brent if he could lead a song, but I'm going to have all the fathers, all the men, all the young men, and I chose to break this at 12 years and older. I want all the men to come up here, and we're going to sing a song for everyone, The Faith of Our Fathers. Brian, you talked about the heroes of faith. We don't know what we're called to in our generation, but I want all the men to come up here this morning, young men 12 years older. I chose 12 because at 12 Jesus, was in the temple, and that's the age I chose this morning. So all the 12 year and older, and all the men and fathers come up here, and we're going to sing Faith of Our Fathers.